Okay, we're up to Samach Dal Amud Aleph, about five lines down, six lines. Omer Avtuvi Bar Kishne, Omer Shmuel. Kos v'nigeres merit al arusa, ve'ein kos v'nigeres merit al shomeres yodam. Nigeres merit is that we write a declaration that this woman is a moredis. We publicize it. So we write that for an arusa that refuses to get have nisuin. She's a moredis against her husband, but not for a shomeres yava. Meisve achas li arusa. We had this brisa before. Achas li arusa nisua afilu nida afilu chola afilu shomeres yava. So you see that she has a din of what's called of a moredis. So why don't we write a writ of merida against her just as much as we do by arusa? There's no difference between arusa and a shomeres yava. Versus lokasha, kan shetova hu, kan shetova hi. So that Rav Tuvi Bar Kishne said in the name of Shmuel that we don't write any geres merid on a shomeres yavan is where she demanded to get married and he refuses. But when she, what's it called, when he demands and she refuses, then taka we do write it. The Omar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi, Omar Shmuel, because we have another member from Shmuel, Tova Hu Niskakin Lo. If he says by Yivama, I want you to be Misyabim, or Chalitza we'll see, and she says no, then we write a writ of Merida. Tova He Ain Niskakin Lo. But if she says I want to have Yibum and he refuses, then we don't write a Igeris Merida. We're not Niskak, we don't get involved. Let's see Rashi. Shetova hu, v'hi moredes. He wants to make Yibum and she refuses. Tova hi, v'hu mored. He refuses. Ein niskakin lo, lichtov lo igeres mered, lahosif al ksubasa. We don't get involved and we don't start adding on to her ksuba if he is the one who is refusing. We'll see one second why. Because she really doesn't have a claim. Well, she want to have Yibum for what? What's it called? She doesn't have a mitzvah peruvu. So her claim is a very weak claim. Why she wants to have, and the mitzvah of Yibum Pasha is not on her. It's on him. So she has no real claim over here. Why she has to force him to make Yibum now. That's basically what the Gemara thinks now.
Get married to anybody else either.
What? Yeah, we'll see if she has a different taina also. Okay. Meise. Achas li arusa, what's it? V'mayo kimto lahodi Shmuel b'shetova hi. When she is the one who's demanding to have Yibum, so then we don't, we're not niskuk to her. Right? So high coast nigeris merit arusa le arusa mi boya. If it's talking where he's demanding by arusa that she get married and she doesn't want, right, then it's not where she's demanding that he marry her and he doesn't want, then we're not writing any nigeris merit al arusa about her, just the opposite. We're writing it for her. Le arusa, it should say. Where it says holokasha, toni larusa, enechanami. You got it wrong. It should have said larusa, right? Or it could be that alarusa can mean concerning an arusa, but not against her. So concerning the arusa means for her sake. So where it says so, maishno shomeres yoven to lo amrin and lezil lo mifkadis arusa nomi nemi lozil lo mifkadis. If that's the case, why about an arusa do we write it? And by Shomeres Yavam not, where she's demanding and he refuses. So we're saying now there's a difference between Arusa and Shomeres Yavam. And there's a difference between the Shomeres Yavam that we say we don't write and the Brisa that says we do write. So we said the Brisa that says that we do write against the Shomeres Yavam where he's demanding and she refuses. the Bryce, the that which Shmuel said, that we don't write a igeris merid, is where she's demanding and he refuses. Memela, where it says that we do write it by Narusa, is talking where she demands and he refuses. Why by Narusa? Don't we say the same thing? You don't have a mitzvah. Why do we care about your demand? Why by an Arusa we do go after her demand, and by a Shomer Siyavim not? Ela Bava Machmas Taina. It must be that she has another Taina. The Amra Ba'ina Chutra Liyada Umara Likvura. I want somebody to support me in my old age, to hold me up when I needed support, and to bury me. So I want children. Inachanami, I'm not Mitzvah, I'm Puravu, but I want children. I have a reason to have children besides the Mitzvah. Hachinami Shomer Siyavim Bava Machmas Taina. Same thing with the Shomeris Yavam. She has a taina. I want children. Or, like Rufosa, she has a taina. I want to get married to somebody else. So she has a good taina. So she's not Mitzvah Puravu. There's other reasons why she would want Yibum or Chalitza. Eleidi v'idi shetovahu. Both cases are talking where he is the one demanding and she's refusing. Velo kasha. Kan lach lotza kan liyabim. It depends what he's demanding, when her refusal is enough to get involved and when not. If he's demanding yibum, right, the Omer of Pedas, Omer of Yochanan, Tova lach lotz eskakim lo. If he says, I want you to make chalis and she refuses, then we could treat her like a moredes, and we get involved and we subtract from her ksuba and so on. But if he says, I want to make Yibum, and she refuses, then we don't get involved. What's the reason, the Gemara thinks? Because by Yibum, you want Yibum. So go marry somebody else. You want to get married, go marry somebody else. She's not interested. So find somebody else to marry. So same thing by Chalitza. So she doesn't want to make Chalitza. So she'll be, what's it called, not be able to get married. That's not your problem. You go marry somebody else. You can marry somebody else. So what difference does it make if she refuses Yibum or Chalitza? Either way, we tell him, what does it make a difference to you? Go marry somebody else. Ella, the Omar Kivan Dagida bi Loka Yavili Achrisi. Right? She's going to say, since she doesn't want to accept Chalitza, right, nobody's going to marry me. Nobody wants to marry somebody who's tied to some other woman. Hachinami Kivan Dagida bi Loka Yavili Achrisi. The same thing goes with Yibum, right? Let him say the same thing, right? She doesn't want to make Yibum, and therefore, because she's attached to me, nobody's going to marry. Nobody's going to marry me. Right, nobody's going to marry me. Eleidi v'idi shetova liyabim. Both are talking where he is demanding Yibum. And one says we do get involved, one says we don't. V'lo kasha. Kan b'mishnah rishon, the commissioner rishon, the kan commissioner achrona. It depends according to the first Mishnah or later on when they retracted that. The Snan, Mitzvah Yibum Kodemes, La Mitzvah Chalitza. The Mitzvah of Yibum comes before Chalitza. Perishon Neshayim Meskav Neshayim Mitzvah. That's when people were Mechav Neshayim Mitzvah. Achshav Shayim Meskav Neshayim Mitzvah, Omru Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemes La Mitzvah Yibum. Therefore, according to the Mishnah Rishona, where he wanted Yibum, right, we got involved because that was the Iker Mitzvah. According to the Mishnah Achronah, where he wants Yibum, we don't get involved because that's not the Iker Mitzvah. Rashi. La Rusa mi boyale, the kosvi nigeris alabal. We're not writing the igeris about the Arusa, we're writing it about the husband. To the Arusa. The lo mithgadis mipir of erivya, can amri mbi avamas. She's not mitzvah in pur of roof, so what's the difference to you? Want a son who will support me, not monetarily, but hold me up when I'm old. I'll be able to support myself on him. When I die, he'll bury me. I want children. The only reason to have children is not because of the kind of misapproval. He wants to make chalitz and she wants yibum. Then niskakin lo lichtov igeris merid oleha. Then we make a igeris merid against her, and that's a way Gemara learns in the end the Mishnah Achrona that chalitza is the ikur mitzvah. Ein niskakin lo v'she'ein miskaven l'shem mitzvah u'kemishnah Achrona. But if he wants yibum, then we're not niskak. because we're afraid that maybe you won't be mechavel l'shem mitzvah. V'armin le'zil nesivach risi. We say, go marry somebody else. Okay, let's go on. Ad Moshe hu poches, my tarpikin. So the Gemara says, Uda says, we take off a tarpik, not a dinner. Right, that was the difference, dinner or tarpik. Right. So how much is a tarpik? Omrav sheshes astira. The kama astira, palga de zuz, a half a zuz. It's the dinrim were in kesef tzuri. We learned already, kesef tzuri is pure silver. And tarpik was in kesef medina, which is only an eighth of silver. It's the same weight, but it was only an eighth of the amount of silver in it. So it's only an eighth of the value. So kesef medina is one eighth the value of a similar coin in kesef tzuri. So here, this is kesef medina, so it's a half a zuz. Tanya nami hachi, Rabbi Yehuda omer, shlosha tarpikim shehen teshem moin, three tarpikim are nine moin, the three moa in a tarpik, moa v'chetzi l'chol yom, a moa and a chetzi each day, 6 days is nine moos. Omer le Rabbi Chiyah bar Yosef v'shmuel, maishno ihu, di avinen le deshabes, u maishno ihi delo avinen le shabes. Right, there's a difference between when we take off from Herksu, but we take off for Shabbos too. 7 days a week we take off. And when it comes to what's it called, to his adding to the ksuba, we don't add for Shabbos, to for her. What's the difference? So it says, "E the mifchas kapachis lomefzikis chas Shabbos." By her, where we're decreasing her ksuba, it doesn't look like she's getting money for Shabbos. But by him, "Iu da osvika masifu," when he's in Narid, and we add to her ksuba, if we give her for Shabbos, it looks like chas Shabbos. We're giving her money for Shabbos. And even though b'havla, right, even though we're paying it all at once, that's not called havla, because here it's each day that she's moreid adds to the thing. They learn from here that if you have interest in the bank, even though the interest may be paid at the end of a month or whatever, but it's paid according to the day. So it could be you're not allowed to take interest, daily interest, if it includes Shabbos. Because even though it's paid all at once, but it's prorated according to daily computations. So same thing over here. So that's not called havla. Havla is where you don't make, there's no daily computation. It's a flat rate for a certain amount of time. Here that's not true. By the, not in this case, not over there. Okay. Omar le Reb Chiya bar Yosef v'Shmuel, ma bein morid l'moredes. Why a man who refuses to live with his wife only gets fined a small amount? And Moredes gets fined a bigger amount. Right? Why? Omer leh, tseyu lamad mishuk shel zonos. Mi socher es mi. Whose type is greater? Men hire women. Usually women don't hire men. Right? The more, so men obviously have a bigger yetzahara for women than women have for men. Dover acher, ze yitzro b'vachutz, vizu yitzro b'fnim. A man, if you see that he's frustrated, sometimes you can see on the outside that he has a taiva. A woman you can never see on the outside. So his busha is greater, so him being held back from Tashmish deserves more of a knas. Ma bein morid l'moredes, ma'ishnok shehu morid eno nosin l'chatzi tarpik l'yom. Ukshehi moredes nosin is tarpik. Right? She gets double the knas. Mi sochres mi, havi omer ha'i sochres ha'isha. Men hire prostitutes, not the opposite way. Shema minot saru meruba. Yitzro mibachutz, kishu yonikaru misgane. There's an embarrassment that you can see if he's frustrated. Mashen came the woman. I don't think we learned the Rashi from before. Maishno ihu. No, it's astira. Sela, medina. Astira is a sela medina, which is one eighth of a sela tzuri. Palga de zuze, zuz tzuri. Shehu sheish moa kesef, a zuz tzuri is six moos. Nimsa tarpik shlosha moos. So one tarpik is three moos. Okay. Cause it's what's it called? A half a zuz. And it's, what it comes out to be one eighth? How could it be? If a zuz tzuri is six moa, so a tarpik, which is half a zuz tzuri, is three moa, right? Mo v'chatzi liyom l'sheishes imei amaisa. 1.5 per day for 6 days. Umishabbos lo yavin in lo kedomer lakamon. We don't give him for Shabbos because when we're adding on to the ksuba, it looks like schar Shabbos. Maishno iu diavin le de Shabbos kishi mored es alav. When she's mored, we take off from her ksuba even for Shabbos. To hashiva tarpikim tarpik liyom. Right, we take off a tarpik for each day of the week, 7 altogether every week. And by her, by him, it's only a half a tarpik per day, which is only 9 tarpikin, which is a tarpik and a half, which is 9, right? Only 6 days. 6 times 1.5 is 9 tarpikin. Kishar Shabbos, Kamosha Mistaker Bishal. Looks like she's making money on Shabbos. Gzeira Mishu Mekachu Memkar Shchira. Says the Rabbanan Asur Kishar Shabbos because you may come to do business. So the Maisa there, when you add to the Ksuba, it looks like Schar Shabbos. When you take away, it doesn't look like Schar Shabbos. I leave you in Rav Aaron's hands. Right, every day. So it's a shayla what to do, how to get rid of that problem. Pashtus, people aren't worried about it. There's nothing too much you can do. Ramosha, I think, says that money you should give to tzedakah or whatever, the monies that you accrue for Shabbos interest. But unless you're really big, have a big bank account, it's very, the daily interest is probably minus.